Today on More to Life, stormy seas. Are you struggling to navigate a stressful situation? Are troubles in your life or relationship rocking your boat? Let us help you calm the storm. 877-573-7825.
It says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, stormy seas. Are you struggling to navigate a stressful situation? Not sure how to respond to something that's stressing you out, or for that matter, someone stressing you out? We are here to help you calm those storms and find the grace-filled answers you're looking for. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, everyone lives with some degree of stress in one way or another. But then those unexpected things happen, or everything happens at once. And sometimes it's just hard to be able to do the basic things of the day because there's so much going on that just is knocking you off kilter. And unfortunately, sometimes our prayer lives suffer as well when we're dealing with stress. We have a difficult time relating to God or being able to fit Him in any kind of way. Our relationships begin to suffer because our emotional temperature is up, or maybe it's those relationships adding to our stress. When you're going through all that stuff, it helps to get a new perspective and some new skills to help you through it. And if you are tuning in to More to Life today, well, perhaps it's the Holy Spirit's way of guiding you towards some new skills, new answers, and new perspective, and a lot more grace. So give us a call today with anything that's stressing you out at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
On this show titled Stormy Seas, call up and share, are you struggling with a personal or relationship problem you're not sure how to respond to? Maybe something or someone is stressing you out. Maybe your efforts to address a particular problem or problematic person have not gone as you hoped, or maybe they're making things worse. We want to help you identify the next steps toward finding the grace-filled solutions you're looking for. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. And if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can still shoot us your questions via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering what that is and how it could possibly help you deal with stressful situations in your life or relationships, well, you come to the right place. When St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more joyful, abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting on God's design of creation and particularly our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us of the importance of living in a state of receptivity rather than reactivity. Receptivity is the state of mind that allows us to be connected to God, to stay in touch with our resources and be our best selves, even in stressful times. By contrast, reactivity is the state we fall into when we allow ourselves to be so caught up in our problems that we lose our connection to God, fail to reach out to others, and forget to gather our resources and neglect to even make a plan. When we're living in a state of reactivity, we can't learn from our mistakes nor make use of our new resources. We end up working really hard, but just digging our hole even deeper.
Receptivity, on the other hand, is something we can learn and practice by becoming more aware of how our bodies are reacting to the people and situations around us, and making sure that rather than focusing all our energy on getting control of the situation or getting the control of the people that we feel are plaguing us, we want to focus inward, working to take our emotional temperature down, reconnect with God and our resources, and identify how our best self might respond to the situation. You know, receptivity doesn't mean pretending to be blissed out while our lives are burning down around us. It means recognizing that if things are on fire, running around like the proverbial chicken with our heads cut off isn't going to help anything. You know, we need to make a prayerful plan, asking God to help us thoughtfully and intentionally gather the resources and support we need to effectively respond to the fire. You know, the more we can practice cultivating receptivity as we go through the day, the more we can learn to manage stress gracefully, no matter what's happening to us or around us, rather than simply powering through. So that's what we're talking about today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Well, you know, Greg, you're talking about that image of, you know, when our lives are burning down around us, and that's whether it's a big fire or a little fire, you know, we're all dealing with some kind of stress. But it reminds me of those PSAs we've all seen growing up, either in school or on TV or in social media, where, you know, years ago, decades ago, they came up with this stop, drop, and roll thing for fires, right? And I remember the image of them trying to explain to everyone, if you run around, if God forbid your sleeve is on fire or something, it's going to oxygenate the fire, it's going to get worse. But if you stop, drop, and roll, and you deprive that fire of the oxygen that's feeding it, you have a better outcome. This is very much that same idea of being able to stop, be receptive to God, to the help he's giving us, to the people he's putting into our lives, the resources that we have, so that the stress becomes something that, with God's help and mercy, we can manage one step at a time in the plan that he's helping us form. And if that sounds impossible to you today, you're not quite sure how to make that work, you don't know how to get back on kilter if you're off kilter, we're here for you today. Give us a call. Let's talk about what's stressing you out and help you make a plan to take down that stress and be your best self in that situation. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And whether you're struggling with a personal or relationship problem, or the thing that you've been trying to address is just not working out the way you hoped it would, or your attempts to make it better are actually making it worse, we want to help you identify those next steps toward the grace-filled solutions you're seeking. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for the time that we get to spend with you today, Lord, and we bring to you all those stressful people and situations that are getting under our skin and causing our emotional temperatures to rise. We ask you, Lord, to be the source of the peace that this world cannot give, and help us to respond rather than react to those challenges, to help us to hear your voice and know your will, to gather the resources you've given to us so that we can glorify you in our response, be our best self, and invite the others around us to be their best selves too, as we work together to discover your will and build your kingdom in the face of the challenges we all experience. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today, our show is titled Stormy Seas, as we talk about navigating stressful situations in our life or relationships. are troubles in your life or relationships making waves, rocking your boat? We want to help you calm the storm and find the solutions you're seeking to all those challenges and more. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Before we take our first caller of the day, I wanted to let you know that invite you actually to join us on July 17th through the 21st in Indianapolis for the National Eucharistic Congress, where Lisa and I will be leading the Catholic Home, that's H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission, the Catholic Home Immersive Experience. It is a way for whole families to come together and discover how the Eucharist is the key to our Catholic Households on Mission. If you'd like to be in a fun environment with your kids, to be able to learn how encountering Jesus in the Eucharist helps us work together as families to build a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic household on mission, then we invite you to join us for the Catholic Home Immersive Experience, where they just opened up Saturday slots for the experience, and you can register for that. Go to eucharisticcongress.org/family-information. Let me read that again. eucharisticcongress.org/family-information.
Scroll on down and you'll see the home experience. Click on that and you can sign up for your time slots. And as we said, the Congress just decided, starting July 1st, that they opened up Saturday experiences, which will be Saturday morning and very early afternoon, so that we are all together and done by the time we start that amazing Eucharistic procession through the streets of Indianapolis. It is going to be an exciting time and a wonderful time for you to be able to connect your whole family with God's grace and help your whole family be Catholic for a lifetime and beyond for many generations to come.
So register for the Catholic Home Experience at the National Eucharistic Congress today. It's eucharisticcongress.org/family-information. By the way, you don't have to wait for the Congress, or if you can't make it to the Congress, you can still be part of Catholic Home. You can download the Catholic Home app today, and that's spelled Catholic H-O-M. Again, stands for Households on Mission. And if you do download the Catholic H-O-M app, you can chat every day with our Catholic parenting coaches, watch our animated series with your whole family to discover ways that you can be a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family. Download tons of fun faith-building family activities. Tune into podcasts for Catholic moms and dads. And get support from other Catholic families around the world who are working together to build more dynamic domestic churches and Catholic households on mission. So check out the Catholic HOM app today, and hopefully we'll see you at the Congress as well, coming up on July 17th. With that, we are taking your calls today on our show titled Stormy Seas. Are you struggling to navigate a stressful situation in your life or relationships? Are troubles in your relationships or your life making waves and rocking your boat? Let us help you calm the storm and find the solutions you're looking for. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Victoria, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Wisconsin.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi there. I have an 18-year-old daughter. We're a very beautiful church faith family, and she always had a spirituality when she was little. But now a lot of people were mean to her in school and so on, and she graduated this year. And all of a sudden, she met a boy from up north, and they knew each other, and now her whole world's turned upside down. And as of last week or the week before, she moved in with a friend. We pretty well are still paying for pretty well all of her stuff. She's very rude to us, but at the same time, she is trying to become an adult, and she's trying to find herself. And I went to the place, I talked to the mom last night, and I felt a peace about it. My husband's always in an uproar. He's in that stormy sea person who just goes outrageously on the waves. And I'm very peaceful, and I pray daily, all day long.
Well, Victoria, let me ask you this. So you told her screen that she ran away from home. Like, so this was not a peaceful move. This is something that she did on her own without talking to you guys. Is that correct?
Yeah, all of a sudden she's staying there, and
So let me ask now. So my sense, especially what you just said about your husband, is that she's not just there living with this boy. That she did it in part to kind of get away from what's going on at home.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
She's kind of fed up with us, which every 18-year-old goes through. But she's with a friend.
Well, yes, there's some tension with you know, older teens. But what you're really pointing to is some deep family problems that aren't being addressed, and she's kind of screaming with her life to say, "Mom, Dad, get your stuff together." Right? And so I need you to look at that, right? We don't want to be in the position. I'm glad you have a sense of peace about where she's at.
Yes, that's good to know you feel like she's safe. But there's a lot going on here that really needs to be addressed so you don't lose her for a lifetime.
Yeah, you know, as Christian parents, you know, we want to continue mentoring our kids well into adulthood and helping them be able to find a way to live a godly life. But what you're describing to me is a situation where your daughter is saying, I don't know how to turn to you guys to be those models for me of what it means to lead a healthy, godly life. You know, I don't see the faith being a source of strength and togetherness and love in my home. And to the point where I need to leave and go live with a friend. You know, and there's tension there. And I realize it's not as simple as all that, right? But I think that, you know, even though there is some tension, certainly as children try to launch, what you're experiencing goes beyond that. And it really points to some deeper problems in your family life. And I don't know if you have other children as well, but you're going to want to work on those marriage and family issues so that you don't lose them too. And I really want you to, as soon as you get off the phone with us, to either reach out to somebody locally or contact us at CatholicCounselors.com if you're looking for faithful ways to respond to this, but to get some professional help to heal the problems that are going on in the marriage and family life with your husband's temper and the tension that's in your house. Because when we as Catholic parents, we want our kids to own their faith. We want them to grow up to be faithful people. And the key to that, all the research really shows, is that our kids experience their faith, or our faith, as being the source of the warmth in their home. And when they don't experience that, when they experience a home that's filled with tension and anger and arguing and conflict, all the prayers and all the mass attendance and all the Catholic education, none of it sticks, because kids need to see the faith making a real difference in the way we live, in the way we love each other in our homes. And our families don't have to be perfect by any stretch, but we do have to be willing to work with the grace that God is giving us to make our homes more loving, more peaceful, and for our kids to be able to see that when we hit a problem, our faith gives us the courage to face it head on and move through it. And that's what your daughter is giving you right now, an invitation to look at the stuff that's going on in your household and see the ways that you're blocking that grace. You and your husband are blocking that grace to be able to take root in your family life.
So, Victoria, woman to woman here, you are a godly woman. You are a prayerful woman. It is time to dig deep in the well of grace that you have developed in your life and in your heart and in your soul, and go to your daughter. No matter what the situation with your husband is, you go to your daughter, you see her, and you say, I don't want our relationship to be like this. I don't want our relationship to end like this. I want to be the mother you need me to be, and I want to help you launch in a healthy, effective, godly way. I've made an appointment for the two of us to go for family counseling. I'll invite your dad along, but whether he comes or not, I want to go because I want to be that person in your life.
And even if she doesn't go, you still go. Because
yes.
There are things that you can do even as a single person in family therapy that can start to make changes in the whole family. Believe it or not, it's possible.
I truly believe that all these years of prayer and peace in your life were there to arm you for this battle for your daughter's soul and for the relationships in your family. So I want you to go down on your knees, ask God for the courage to do this, find a family counselor in your area, make an appointment, and then drive to your daughter and tell her that you want to fight for your relationship and what's best for her.
I mean, last point here, Victoria, I'm glad that when you visited the place that she was staying, that you had a sense of peace, that she was safe, that she's staying with her friend, you know, another girl, and she's safe there. But be careful, because that sense of peace is not meant to say everything's okay. Not everything is not okay. It is very not okay. And St. John Chrysostom, you know, said that he who has cause to be angry but is not angry sins, because he's being complacent. And that's what's happening here. There's a certain complacency where you've accepted that the situation in your home is just the way it is. As bad as it is, it's just the way it is. And I really just encourage you, Victoria, to please stand up for the health and holiness of your home, to address the conflict and the issues that you have with your husband, to address the tension that he's bringing to your home before you lose your daughter and any other children you have. Thank you so much for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking about stormy seas today. Whether you're dealing with a big problem or a small problem in your life or relationships, the fact is it always kind of rocks our boat and takes up emotional bandwidth. And we want to help you calm those stormy seas so that you can be able to navigate those stressors gracefully and effectively. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after the break.
EWTN Publishing has great summer reading. Women Made New features the captivating stories of 12 women who overcame personal trials and societal deceptions to become champions for the kingdom of God. You will come to understand that you are never alone and that by uniting your suffering to Christ's, you can change the world. It's one of many great summer reading suggestions for you from EWTN Religious Catalog. For more, visit EWTNRC.com today.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back. We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today on More to Life, we're talking about stormy seas, navigating those stressful situations in your life or relationships that are making waves and rocking your boat. Let us help you find the grace-filled answers you're looking for. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Judy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Connecticut.
Hi, Judy. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to comment, and I mean it in the most respectful way. I'm sorry. I heard the introduction that talked about how anxiety and depression is a human intervention,
invention.
And
yes.
I did want to say my mother has schizophrenia. I have bipolar type 2. My son has autism, and not all of anxiety and depression does come from, you know, different things that we place upon ourselves. Some of it, there is genetic components. And
sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We are not saying that it isn't.
No, I appreciate that. And that's not what we're not saying that at all. And I appreciate the opportunity to clarify that.
Definitely.
No, so, you know, we work with a lot of people who are struggling with all kinds of issues. And
including all the ones you've named.
Unfortunately, one of the things that a lot of Christians, Catholics in particular, do whenever they're facing depression, anxiety, the other illnesses that you described, is they'll say, well, it's God's will that I suffer. This is what God wants for me. And so, although that was what you heard in the introduction is shorthand, it's our kind of attempt to say from the outset, you know, this is not what God wills for you. Yes, God can certainly work through any illness, any struggle, any problem. His grace is always present. But God doesn't will that we suffer, and God does not will that we stay in the suffering that we're in. Sometimes there's nothing that we can do, and so we have to learn to bear it well and cooperate with the grace that that he gives us to deal with our sufferings well. But it's not something that he wants us to stay in. And so I appreciate the opportunity to clarify that. You're absolutely right. There are certainly genetic components to all kinds of problems, including mental illness, especially mental illness. But then there are other things that we can also do to make those situations better or worse. And so our
it may not heal them completely, but the hope and our sure and certain hope here is that since we were created for perfection and eternal life with God, and all of this stuff came in as the human invention of the original sin, the fall, all the stuff that's gone on in the world since, we can strive bit by bit, little by little, to make every situation, even ones that have a genetic component, a little bit better each day. Cooperate with his grace a little bit more to alleviate our suffering and our pain, and to make life better for ourselves and those we love in some small way, to cooperate with that grace that God is giving us every single day.
That's a terrific point. I'm glad you called up with that and gave us the opportunity to clarify what we meant. Thank you so much for the call, Judy. We've added you and your family to our More to Life prayer list, and we ask that God would have mercy on you, all of you, and give you his healing and his grace and the grace that you need to really sustain your healing, your journey as you continue to wrestle with these very serious challenges. We're taking your calls, listeners, today at 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Stormy Seas. Are you struggling to navigate a stressful situation in your life or relationships? You know, whether you are dealing with a problem that it just seems to get worse no matter how hard you work on it, or you just aren't sure what to do, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let's work it out together.
The arguments raging in today's society as to the state of marriage and who may enter into it shouldn't cause us to forget its permanent characteristics. According to the Catholic Catechism, the matrimonial covenant has two main purposes: the good of the spouses and the procreation and education of offspring. Our Lord Jesus raised this covenant to the dignity of a sacrament. The Catechism also reminds us of the indisputable fact that marriage is not a purely human institution. God himself is the author of marriage, and only God, not man, can change its common and permanent characteristics. It began with the creation of man and woman in the image and likeness of God, who is love. Thus, their mutual and unfailing love becomes an image of the absolute and unfailing love with which God loves man. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
People think it's easier to stay in the muck. The devil that we know is easier than the devil we don't know, but what they don't realize is that the situation can get worse. And what we're seeing now with some of these very liberal orders, let's say, for example, these liberal orders that are dying out, especially religious sisters, dying out, literally folding. And then you have the religious orders such as the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Dominican Sisters in Nashville, the Sisters of Life in New York, flooded with requests for information and to meet with the sisters about this beautiful life, because they're so joyful because they are living the truth of Scripture and the truth of the Eucharist, of Jesus. But these people will not let go, because then you have to look yourself in the mirror and then you have to surrender. I think it all goes back to the Garden of Eden. Who's God? Are we God, or is God God?
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. No matter how old our kids are, they'll always want our love. They'll always crave our approval, a word of encouragement, any sign that lets them know that we think they're showing some strength, doing something right, or at least trying to pursue something worthwhile. No matter how damaged a relationship, every adult child wants to know that their parents are proud of them for something. We need to remember this. It's critical that parents of adult kids look for the good intentions behind the things our adult kids are doing, and try to express our pride in the efforts they're making to pursue those good things. That can be hard to do, especially if we disapprove of the way they're pursuing those intentions. But learning how to do this is the first step in being mentors to our adult children. To learn more, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today our show is titled Stormy Seas, as we talk about our struggles to navigate those stressful situations in our life or relationships. If you're experiencing a particular problem in your life, or dealing with a problematic person, or you're struggling in a relationship, and you are looking for faithful ways to respond to those challenges, we are here to help you calm those storms and find those grace-filled solutions. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Before we take our next question, I did want to let you know about all the programs that EWTN has to support you in living a more faithful, joyful life, including the EWTN program Open Line. And today its host is Father Wade Menezes. You can check it out at 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and ask your questions about the faith. Check it out. Open Line, airing today at 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. But with that, we are taking your questions right here about all the stressors you face in your life and relationships that are getting under your skin and making you scratch your head and say, why do I have to deal with this? Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we have an email that came in from Marie at questions at More to Life Radio. She said, hello, I've been having difficulties with my husband. At times when he disagrees with how I do things or how my family does things, he will resort to name-calling me and my parents and siblings. Most recently, he said my mom was a stupid woman because she wanted to purchase a new part for a garden tool and attempt to fix it instead of buying a whole new one. He feels that she should just purchase a new piece because she won't get things done fast the way he wants to. I've told him how much it hurts me when he criticizes and calls my loved ones names. But he says that he should be able to express his feelings to me and grows frustrated with me when I tell him I don't want him to speak toward me or any of my family members in this way, especially as I have a newborn and I don't want the baby to ever think of his grandparents as stupid or somehow inferior. My parents and siblings mean the world to me. Because of this, we've been having difficulties. My husband of late has told me that he feels I don't respect him. I think he's right to a degree. It's been hard for me to respect him when he calls me names or my parents and siblings names. And I've spoken to him about this and asked to get couples counseling, but he doesn't want to and doesn't think it will do any good. I'd greatly appreciate any suggestions you could give me. God bless. Marie.
Well, Marie, thank you so much for your question, and I'm so sorry that you're going through this. So a couple of things. You know, respect is earned. It's not owed. And so although we want to be able to respect the people in our life, especially the important people in our life, like
especially
a spouse, parents,
yeah.
It's good to be able to respect them. It's natural and healthy. But respect is earned. It's not owed. And when somebody behaves in a disrespectful manner, it's okay to not respect them and to say, listen, I love you, but it's hard to respect you when you behave in disrespectful ways. So you're absolutely correct here. See, we have a right to be angry. You know, we are allowed to feel what we feel. There's no sin in that. But we have to always express our feelings, including anger or frustration, disappointment, and all the rest, in respectful ways. And what does that mean? Well, when we're being respectful to somebody, we're trying at least to see the truth and the goodness and the beauty and the things they find true, good, and beautiful. So, for example, I might disagree with how your mom is handling a situation, right? But I can appreciate that she's trying to be a good steward, that she's trying to be thrifty, that she's trying to be, responsible, right? Yeah. And so even if I disagree with what she's doing, I can voice that. I can say, you know, I'm a little concerned that she's not going to have time to fix it the way she thinks, or that she's not going to get it done the way she wants to. I can express that, right? But I don't have to insult her. I don't have to degrade her. I don't have to run her down. That's all being disrespectful. So your husband absolutely has a right to feel whatever he feels, as long as he can express it in a way that is respectful and treats the people around him like equal human beings. He doesn't do that. And so you have an absolute right to set limits with him. You know, I will also say that somebody like this doesn't want to do counseling because they know it'll work.
I agree 100%. Right. So, he's very comfortable just being able to vent his spleen at you and your parents and your siblings and think that he's, you know, the superior one. But he knows if he goes into counseling, somebody's going to call him on this very childish behavior, and he's going to have to change. And he doesn't want to leave that comfort zone.
I want to say, I'm not suggesting that your husband's a bad man. I'm sure he has many admirable qualities, but he struggles with expressing his emotions appropriately. And a lot of people do, men in particular, especially with anger. And, you know, men who are in that situation do not want counseling because the marriage works for them. You know, they stamp their feet and they call names and they say mean things, and then their wife and their children just sort of, you know, cower in the background because they don't want to upset him, and that's what he's counting on. He knows that he's going to get called on that in counseling and be given tools to learn how to manage his feelings more effectively, but that's what needs to happen here. So I would suggest you don't ask him to go to couples counseling. Make the appointment. The best way to get somebody like your husband to counseling is to say, I've made the appointment, I want you to come with me, but I'm going whether you come or not, because things need to change around here. And I love you too much. I love you too much to let this continue the way it is, because you're a better man than this, and God wants more for both of us than this. And so I've made an appointment with somebody who will start working, teaching me how to respond better to you, or if you come with me, will start teaching us how to respond better to each other.
And to rid our house of the disrespect that's growing in our household. You don't feel I respect you, I don't feel you respect me or my family, and we need to get the skills to get this to change. And Marie, one of the things that just leaps off of your email for me is that you have a newborn baby. And so often, I've seen it time and time again throughout the time we've been doing this show, the time we've been doing CatholicCounselors.com. God will grant us a child for so many beautiful reasons, but one of those reasons is so that we can see how much God loves us and how much he wants the best for us, because we suddenly see all the things we want to protect our beautiful new baby from. The kind of home and culture and world that we want that beautiful child that we love so much to experience. And we will settle for people disrespecting us, mistreating us. We will mistreat ourselves and not ever really see what God wants for us or how much he loves us. And as soon as we pop on the lenses of being parents, especially moms to a newborn, we say, oh, no, we can't let our child grow up in this environment, whatever the environment is that we're concerned about. And we want to make those changes. And God is saying to you, Marie, you're my beautiful daughter. I think of you and I think of your husband the same way you're thinking of your newborn child. I want better for you. I want peace and love and respect and holiness to reign in your home. So, Marie, I encourage you to take all those feelings you have about not wanting your baby to grow up in this kind of environment and realize that God doesn't want this for you and your husband either, and use it to motivate you to make that call for couples counseling today and do exactly what Greg is saying, because God wants to heal this situation and give you a beautiful, holy family life.
If you're looking for a resource in the meantime, I encourage you to check out our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. It takes a look at 8 habits that healthy couples practice that any couple can learn, especially in terms of learning to deal more effectively with our emotions of anger and frustration, and how to handle conflict gracefully. That's How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. And again, as Lisa was saying, please reach out to someone locally today for that couples counseling, or if you're looking for faithful ways to respond to this challenge and really have a more godly Catholic relationship where you both are managing your feelings and dealing with conflict in a more graceful way, then reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, and we'll work with you there. Thanks so much for the question, Marie, and we've added you to our More to Life prayer list. We hope to hear from you. And we are taking your calls today at 877-573-7825 about stormy seas. Are you struggling to navigate a stressful situation in your life or relationships? Are the troubles you're experiencing making waves and rocking your boat? We want to help you calm the storm and find those grace-filled solutions you're looking for. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3.
Call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known.
It's a reminder that when we are facing a problem that we don't know what to do about, the absolute wrong thing to do is to keep trying to beat our head into that wall, hoping that something new will happen if I keep doing the same thing. Instead, Jeremiah is reminding us to turn to the Lord and ask for his help and say, Lord, teach me how to respond to this situation. Help me to see it from your eyes. Help me to respond to this in a way that will glorify you, that will help me be my best self, that will invite and challenge the people around me to be their best selves too. And as you do that, God will give you the insights that you need to find those hidden things that you've not known, as Jeremiah says.
Well, I love the fact that Jeremiah is saying here, you know, the hidden things that you have not known. It is fine to go to the Lord and just pour out your heart and say, Lord, I have no idea what to do. I'm scared. I'm confused. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. Whatever those feelings are that are welling up in you. And say, Lord, I don't know what to do. But I trust in you and I trust that you know what to do. Teach me, Lord. Guide me, show me the way, and give me the ears to hear you, the eyes to see you, and the heart and mind to comprehend you and love you.
And keep praying that until you figure it out, because it's a process. It's not just something that just comes to us in a big flash.
I mean, occasionally it does, thank God, but not most as often as we'd like.
Most often it comes to us like watching the sunrise come up over the horizon.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 about the stressful problems in your life and the problematic people that you have to deal with. Let's find ways to calm those stormy seas.
The most original Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
Have you ever been so grief-stricken? You can't see God in the tragedy. You can't see God in that cross. You're enveloped in that grief. You're enveloped in fear. And God is out the window. You don't see him standing right next to you.
Mother Angelica Live Classics. Tonight, 8 Eastern on EWTN Television and Radio.
Wisconsin is always a favorite with our pilgrims, full of Catholic riches. Close to home and no jet lag, visit the National Shrine of St. Joseph and the unique Rudolph Gardens. Celebrate Mass at the only approved Marian apparition in the United States, Our Lady of Champion. The highlight is the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe with Mass and dinner with Cardinal Raymond Burke.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Stormy Seas. We're talking about those stressful situations and problematic people that rock your boat and make waves in your life. How do we find ways to calm those storms and find the grace-filled answers we're looking for? Well, that's what we're here to do today with you. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Ken, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York.
Hi, Ken. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you so much. My grandson, 3 and a half, has picked up some bad words. It's been going on for a couple of months now, and my daughter and son-in-law are having a lot of trouble breaking him of using these words. He'll use them when he gets really frustrated, and like at night when it's bedtime, he doesn't want to go to bed. And he, but also he uses them like in a sing-song kind of way, not exactly
sure.
That.
So, two questions. Yeah, no, I get it. So two questions though. When you say he picked them up, did he pick them up from mom and dad or from school, or you don't know?
My daughter told me that she got frustrated with her husband and said these words in front of my grandson.
All right, well, that's fine. And we everybody slips, and this kind of happens.
And these little ones are in a parent stage where they're picking up every word. And unfortunately, or very fortunately, children at this age don't know the difference between a swear word and a word like apple or chair. It's just words they're learning, and they learn them in a context where they say, okay, well, I use a chair when I want to sit down. I ask for the chair. Or I want to eat an apple. I ask for the apple.
And I use a swear when I get
when I get upset, because that's the context I heard somebody use it in. But so, he doesn't understand the breadth of it. Thanks be to God.
When you say you're trying to address it, though, so what are you and your daughter trying to do to help him get past this?
They've done ignoring it. They've tried giving him like a short time out. They've denied him hanging, going when there was a gathering.
Okay. So none of those things are going to work. So the good news is you guys have done all the things that won't work.
And they won't work because, as I said, he doesn't understand that this is inappropriate in any way, because it's just another word that at 3 and a half he's learned. And it does have an effect on everybody when he's using.
Yeah, and in fact, the more you correct it, or the more drama you give around it, the more it rewards it, which is why she tried to ignore it in the first place. But ignoring it is only half the solution, right? So what needs to happen is you need to replace what he's going to say whenever he's frustrated, right? So if he's, if he says this, the thing you want to do to him is go to him and say, oh, you're really angry right now. Oh, shoot, you're angry. Or, or give him a word to say
that is an expression that is appropriate.
Right? So it's not just a matter of, and you don't correct him for what he did say, because the more drama you create around that, and the more everybody gets, all the grown-ups get upset that he said this thing, the more it's fun to say the thing. Because, again, he doesn't understand what he's saying. He just knows that it's something that he heard somebody say when they got upset, and he's upset, so now he's saying it. And then, look, it's making all the grown-ups dance. And that's as far as he understands it, right? So what you want to do in that situation is ignore the thing he did, but then give him something else to say in the moment. He doesn't connect actions with consequences, so timeouts don't work with 3 and a half-year-olds at all, especially around this. Taking away privileges doesn't work, because he doesn't connect the fact that he said the thing with the fact that he can't go to the whatever it is, or have the privilege that that he was supposed to have. And again, ignoring it doesn't teach him a new skill. Right, it eliminates the drama piece of it, but it doesn't teach him what to do. So what you really want to focus on here is, again, you acknowledge, oh, you're really angry, or you're really frustrated, oh, you really don't want to go to bed, and then give him something to say there. You'd be like, I don't want to go to bed, or is it okay, mommy, if I have another story, or whatever it is. You can teach him the words to express that frustration in an appropriate way, including appropriate expressions of frustration for a three-year-old. You know, give him those words that you guys would be comfortable with.
And ways to express it. I mean, go back to the old Mr. Rogers stuff. If he's really angry, teach him to pound a pillow or to, you know, squeeze some clay or anything that he can really begin to process through those feelings without using the words that are offensive. Now, I have to say, your daughter and your husband are going to have to double down on cleaning up their language even when they're upset, too, if they want this to stick. And unfortunately, we are living in a world right now where there are some really horrible words out there that nobody was ever allowed to say that are just written on things when you go to the bookstore, like diaries and things like that, and are flying out of people's mouths for no reason. This is a little tougher than it's ever been because society is not backing us up. But with the right actions, with the right replacements, and with everybody working on it together in the family, you really can turn this around.
A couple of resources. If you check out a copy of Parenting Your Kids with Grace, we really talk about this kind of approach to discipline that teaches kids what to do instead of just kind of punishing the bad behavior in the hopes that good behavior will spontaneously erupt. And again, that's Parenting Your Kids with Grace. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com. I'd also turn you guys on to the Catholic HOM app. Because this is exactly the kind of thing that our Catholic parent coaches deal with every day on Catholic HOM. You know, whether it's discipline questions or questions about living the faith at home, getting more out of family prayer or family meetings or family meal times, and just really building a more loving, connected, caring Catholic household. You know, the experts are there for you to talk with every day. You can watch our animated series on building a loving Catholic household that's fun for the whole family. We've got tons of fun faith-building family activities you can download, podcasts for Catholic moms and dads and parents, and you can get plenty of support from other Catholic families all around the world who are trying to build their Catholic households on mission. So download the Catholic HOM app. First 30 days are absolutely free. You can check it out and learn more about how to handle these kinds of situations and more.
Parents and grandparents are all extremely welcome, and the support there for this kind of day-to-day stuff that can just kind of flummox us sometimes is all there for you all day long, every day. Thank you, Ken, for your question. And I want, as we finish Ken's question, I want to reiterate what you were saying, Greg, that this kind of like consequence-driven behavior, like of dealing with discipline, does not work well at all, especially with children under the age of reason. We must remember what Holy Mother Church has taught us, that we are not culpable and we are not able to reason through our behaviors till we are about 7 years old, which is why that is when we can make a true and good confession. So when we try to connect this in a brain that isn't developed enough to be able to understand it, we're burning up so much of our own energy as parents and so much emotional capital with our family members, our children and us. And it's exhausting and it's not very fruitful. So we have to say, how can I teach the right things to do rather than just punishing the wrong things and hoping that our kids understand it, synthesize it, and make it work in our family?
Yeah, and this approach that we're talking about is actually rooted in the educational philosophy of St. John Bosco. He developed what he called the preventive system, which was a response to what he considered to be the repressive system of his day, where parents and teachers tended to think that if I just punish the bad behavior enough, good behavior will spontaneously erupt. Well, he thought that that was silly, and he taught his priests and religious sisters in his Salesian order that when you're dealing with a problem behavior, we have to teach virtue, teach what to do instead, build character through reason, religion, and loving kindness. And the more we can do that, the more we can avoid those either heavy-handed punishments or consequences, even yelling, and instead just focus on teaching our children how to meet their needs or express themselves in appropriate ways. And we talk all about that in Parenting Your Kids with Grace and also on the Catholic HOM app, which is really rooted in his philosophy, in St. John Bosco's philosophy of child rearing. So again, check it out, Catholic HOM, the app. As we're wrapping up the show here, I want to go back to what we were saying earlier in the program about the importance of cultivating a spirit of receptivity in the face of stressful situations. And again, that does not mean be all blissed out and perfectly content that things are falling down around you. It's okay to be upset when things are upsetting. It's okay to be frustrated about frustrating things. It's okay to feel those things. And that doesn't mean that you're not necessarily receptive. What receptivity means is not that I'm blissed out and completely peaceful. It means that I'm feeling what I'm feeling, but I'm bringing it to God, and I'm saying, Lord, teach me how to respond to this. You know, show me what the problem actually is, because you know what? Even when we're upset about something, our feelings are kind of a poor guide to tell us what even the problem actually is. Sometimes, and I'm sure you've experienced this, we get upset about things that are the wrong things to be upset about, right? And so we need to step back and say, okay, Lord, you know, I'm having these feelings. Teach me what the problem is. Show me how to respond to it. And keep leading and guiding me through this process so I can respond to this problem in a way that does glorify you and does help me be my best self and, where applicable, does challenge the people around me to be their best selves too. Because that's where we find the answers God wants for us. And if you're looking for faith-filled answers or ways to apply what we're talking about today to the challenges you're facing in your life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral telecounseling practice and work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. And remember to get out there and celebrate the life God wants you to live, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.